Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble. A fantastic win for Chelsea and Real Madrid aren't happy with Hazard. It's Thursday, 6th of May. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Andy Brassel.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to said Love Shack. Just before we turned the microphones on, Pete said that he nearly played five-a-side football for the Darkness lead singer's team. That is terribly exciting.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I was just having a kick around with the Darkness, or rather the lead singer, Justin Hawkins, of the Darkness, and he said, you should come and play football with us. I was like, yes, please.
Yeah.
And I have real problems with turning interviewee-interview dynamics into actual textual friendships. It's never happened before.
Is that why there's a block between you and I? I never quite could get over that impenetrable wall.
Exactly.
He's too professional for you.
He is.
Yes, the bottom line.
True.
People often have said Pete's too professional. It's an accusation that he gets all the time.
Those are their exact words.
Chelsea were very professional last night, gentlemen.
Weren't they?
What a win. What a performance. Yes, they missed a few chances, but my goodness, Pete, they march into that final.
Do you want to do your speech? Oh. Eden Hazard letting everyone down.
Eden, this is Real Madrid, and we're very disappointed in you.
How dare you laugh?
You think that's funny, do you? Going out of a semi-final when we've got pedigree in this tournament. You, my son, are a disgrace. And if you think you're starting on the opposite wing to Gareth Bale next season, you've got another thing coming.
Oh, dear.
And yet they might be pushed into that by financial considerations.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Yes.
Real Madrid over the last few weeks.
We'll park Chelsea's performance for the moment, and we'll talk about Real Madrid's post-match performance in the media.
It's not really their performance. It's the performance of Josep Pedrerol.
That's what I said, Andy, in the media.
El Chiringuito.
Yes. If you
TV,
haven't seen this,
who
people.
Having, you know, made some expressions in the light of the Super League thing. Mm. Most of them in defence of Florentino Perez, and really quite embarrassing defence of Florentino Perez, thought, you know what, in the words of the great Bill Hicks, I can find a ledge beneath the edge. And that's what he did. It turns out that Eden Hazard has mates from his old work.
Well, Andy, if we're going to chuck in Bill Hicks quotes, then it doesn't matter who you vote for, Florentino Perez always gets in. All right, well, let's Eden Hazard having a little chuckle at the end of the game with some former teammates. When we all saw that, we thought, that may bite you on the backside back in Real Madrid. But my goodness,
if you haven't, for days, mate.
I tell you what, that's that, they've taken a chunk of flesh there. But the, if you haven't seen that, do seek it out. Andy, what's the name of the thing we're talking about?
El Chiringuito.
We tweeted it. It's everywhere.
You've mate. Seen it. I thought it was like Spain's version of Crime Watch.
It did look like thought, done something terrible.
Have you seen this man? Yeah. He was last seen laughing on this pitch at Stamford Bridge. Yeah, he's in big trouble. But gentlemen, it was a super performance from Chelsea. Very dominant, Peter.
It was about
another English side into the final, off to the home of St George.
Look, I mean, I'll defer to top brass because he's been backing Chelsea from almost the very beginning in this Champions League campaign that they could go all the way. But surely, Andy, in the next round, they need to be more clinical. They need to be more clinical.
Andy,
they just need to be more clinical.
The man makes an excellent point.
We could have said that about Manchester City in the second half in Paris when they dominated. So
short memories.
I mean, it's super exciting. I think it's going to be a really, really good final, despite the fact that English clubs often neutralise each other in these big game sort of moments. I'm relatively hopeful.
Are you hopeful for another early dubious penalty, which kind of settles the tie very early on and it's just a foregone conclusion after that?
It's what we all want.
Yeah.
It's what we all want. Hopefully after a large set by the Imagine Dragons.
Yes, yeah. Please.
So, sorry, Pete. Have I got that right? Is it Imagine Dragons? I realise it's not the Smashing
Pumpkins. Do you know what? I've said this story on more than one occasion on this show. I have slapped the lead singer of Imagine Dragons in the face.
Yeah.
Have you?
Was he the opposition to your father's side team?
And that's why I can't text the lead singer of Imagine Dragons.
But I mean, I said a moment ago, you know, they're off to the home of St George because he was from modern day Turkey, I believe, Andy. Imagine Dragons. And then after that, you can have a sort of an imaginary dragon slang from a St George sort of figure. Have I gone too far?
I knew this year's Champions League final would be an underwhelming spectacle, Marcus.
I do find it slightly amusing when you talk about... I mean, factually, yes, two English teams are in the final. Mm. But, I mean, it's not really the minds and the... I mean, OK, Mason Mount's been brilliant, obviously Phil Foden's on. But, I mean, you know, it's Guardiola and Tuchel, and we're focusing on Tuchel today.
And it is about the coaches. I think you're absolutely right, and that has made the difference for the Premier League in the last... a while. But Pete was very generously saying, I thought Chelsea had a shot at the start. I mean, they still have Frank Lampard then. I don't have the foresight to see him getting binned off.
But you did,
and Thomas Tuchel
you did, and I really want to really want to present this at your door, Andy, because you did say when Lampard was in charge they could go quite far in this competition. So what I mean, but talking of that, you know, despite what we saw, certainly Julian Laurent tweeted on Twitter, because that's where you do tweet. In 4 months at Chelsea, Thomas Tuchel has beaten Zidane, Guardiola, Klopp, Simeone twice, Mourinho, Carlo Ancelotti, and Chelsea have not conceded a single goal in those seven matches.
I'll tell you what, if you're Mourinho, you're thinking, I'm bloody lucky to be in that company.
Well, I'll tell you what, he is. But that's very, very impressive. 18 clean sheets in 24 games under Tuchel. They conceded 50% of their goals to Big Sam. Sometimes you do have to hold your hands up.
Yes.
Of course. But Glenn Hoddle did say last night, Andy, to channel perhaps what you're saying here, don't forget what Frank Lampard has done for Chelsea this season.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I just wanted to clarify.
I did say, when I said that Chelsea could be a shout for this competition, mm-hmm. I did caveat it with if they defend properly. And that is the thing, under Thomas Tuchel, they've defended... more than properly, but it was more than that last night.
Yeah,
I think
they never.
I think it was very comparable to the second leg against Atletico Madrid, in that despite not having that much of the game, Real Madrid and Atletico both had good chances in the first half, and Edouard Mendy, who it's an incredible story, isn't it?
It really is. He was
on the dole 6 years ago.
It's madness. I think
after being binned by a fifth division French club.
People sort of forget his story, don't they? That as if he was like this kind of prominent keeper in Ligue 1. Don't get me wrong, obviously in the last couple of seasons he's done okay, but he's really a number two, is he not?
Well, I think he was bought because of the Kepa situation.
No, of course he was.
If they had just an underperforming keeper, rather than an underperforming 80 million euro keeper, they don't buy Mendy.
No.
They buy someone else. Because I think what they felt they had to do is buy someone who could replace slash compete with him.
Okay.
and he's competed the ass off him.
Yeah, but
as it turns out.
But he's not ass is getting removed today.
In an awful amount. but he's not had that much experience as a number one, though.
Yeah, but they have bought him knowing he could be the number one. They didn't buy him as backup. I think that's...
But it's been an enormous step up this season.
Oh, yeah.
And he's stepped up to it.
Mm. He's been great. It's one of those things that, you know, it's a supermarket sweep. I have to make the most of...
It's a lovely old reference.
...of
that.
This moment.
Yeah, it's really true.
And that's what he's done. He's been really good. But having said that, just like Atletico had a couple of good chances early on in that, it did turn into an absolute hiding in the end. Mm. And Chelsea were just faster... Stronger,
this is the Atletico game you're saying, or are you
better
talking about
both of these games?
You get don't get your Madrids mixed up.
They'd be fine with it.
Yeah,
they'd
who
be fine
gives
with
a
it.
Crap?
No, but I think in both of those games that turned out to be the case, and the stamina and the strength of Chelsea, as well as the technical excellence, is notable.
Yeah,
I saw like Real against Getafe in their last match. It was a goalless draw, and they looked
on the weekend,
thread, but it was
Oviedo
before.
It was
Osasuna at the weekend.
Sorry, you're right.
But he rested like Modric and Kroos at the weekend, didn't he? So
he was planning,
they should have been fresh, really, but they didn't look fresh, did they?
Yeah.
But they look like old men, and that's what Liverpool should have made them look like.
Mm.
But they didn't. Like I don't just want to bring it back to a Premier League thing, but Chelsea played them so much better than Liverpool played them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but the back line looked absolutely injured. Even like Militao's going to be the new Pepe in the future, build the team around him. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked fucking creaky. Everyone looked really, really old and creaky. Obviously, the focus was of course on Ramos, but
he sort of through osmosis, he sort of tired, didn't it? Just being too near Sergio Ramos.
But just like they looked as threadbare as the Chelsea manager's hairline, I think.
But you would say though that perhaps. That this Real Madrid side, you know, those players that you're mentioning are now pushing on. They've done remarkably well in this competition for many years.
But what happens next? I mean, does offloading the bigger... I mean, they will be ridiculous earners. Are you able to sort of claw back a little bit of finance? Mm. Or are you just going to have to focus on your well-stocked...
Well, they've got Gareth Bale coming
they've
back.
They've got Gareth Bale coming back. it just
course.
Seems like a bit of a mess.
What did you think, Peter, with Thomas Tuchel? Well, much has been made about him being the first coach to go to back-to-back Champions League finals with different clubs.
Mm.
And when he was asked about this, he said, well, you're obviously doing, I think Des Kelly on BT Sports said, well, you're obviously doing something right. And he said, well, if I was doing something right, it might not be with two different clubs. He's good.
I like it.
As Gary Lineker pointed out, he shows, and bearing in mind it's a second language, although he seems to have a great grasp of it, he's a little bit of wit. He's quite a good interviewee, is old Tommy Tuch.
Yeah, I'd prefer if he wouldn't hug Conte as much because he's obsessed with hugging him. And I don't know
why. I think
why.
We all would be if we were Chelsea coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. But he said he's been dreaming of managing Conte for such a long time. He gets to Chelsea and he just spends all of his time hugging. Look, I speak for all the short ass out there. Stop hugging us, right?
No.
We're small.
No, hug us.
We're small. We may feel like little dollies, but we do not appreciate being hugged
speak
tightly.
For yourself.
I've got 2 inches on Conte, and I feel for him because big men want to hug us.
Well,
we're very huggable.
Big men, if you're listening, I'm up for it. Just in the hugging. Tuchel did say, but this is the quote, Peter. He needs to accept that I will
cuddle
him. I do this a lot.
Yeah.
Peter, like Conte, you just need
you
to
need
accept
to
it.
Accept it.
I mean, that would
it's like
that
Luke
seem...
doing the arm shelf on it, where he puts his arms on, like he puts his like elbow and shoulder on me.
Does he
sort of to dominate in a photograph? I don't appreciate it.
This isn't a sizes thing. Jules did that to me once while I was picking up a paperclip.
what? She just put a...
Yeah, she leaned her head on me.
Yeah,
she leaned her elbow Andy, on my head.
Yeah. Pick up my paperclip.
I mean,
knob.
She's a bully.
Yeah, you got to watch for that one. But yeah, Kante drove out of Stamford Bridge in his Mini, was mobbed by fans. It's just lovely to see.
Oh, it's. I mean, again, he's a small chap, so it probably works, like size-wise. He'd probably look a bit ridiculous if he was in a Range Rover. But...
Yeah. I don't think he was in the Clubman or the Countryman.
No, he was in one of the tires.
Little electric Mini, I reckon.
No. It's a 2013, same as my girlfriend.
Is that right?
Bit of advice, don't leave the... Don't leave the
Ramblers, we turn into Top Gear.
I can't even drive, and I know what that is.
Yeah.
Don't leave the coolant cap off.
For crying
out
loud.
Because she'll be angry with you.
Do not do that.
Blows up the engine.
Oh, that's the last thing
I'm hearing.
That is the last thing you need. Nice for Timo Werner to score, though, Andy.
Yes, I think Vish tweeted about the bit where the ball hit the crossbar from Kai Havertz and sort of looped up and it was coming down towards Werner. Vish said, I felt quite sick at that moment.
I did.
I know that feeling.
It had everything. It had a nose brush written all over it, didn't it?
Yeah, or you could have done
Don't get under this one. No. Don't get under this one, Timo.
Remember when Balotelli kind of shouldered it in when he heard that? Yeah. You could have done that.
Well, we were talking...
Probably VAR would pick you up for it now. Oh, and actually there was a centimetre on the upper arm.
We were talking earlier in the week, weren't we, about Kamar Roof's chest finish in the old
That was very
game.
Good. That was very, very great bit of improvisation.
Love a chest.
Don't we all? Especially when it's pressed up against you in a big hug.
Get off. Get off me.
The goal from Timo Werner, though, it got them going. They should have had more. Peter is worried about them in the final, though, because against Manchester City, they do need to put their chances away. And Andy, are you particularly pleased that they're both in the final? Because I know you were very upset with Leicester City ruining the Chelsea-Man City FA Cup final that you wanted.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think it will be really interesting. Uh-huh. I do think that Manchester City have more to lose than Chelsea.
I say that, obviously, Chelsea-Man City was one of the
in this semi-final all over again. Yeah. But I think, you know, there are so many other layers to this. And we, as you say, we talked about Eden Hazard and the quite ridiculous fuss, yet very predictable, but quite ridiculous fuss about that in Spain. But I do kind of feel with this, we can't overlook just how hilarious it is that Paris Saint-Germain, who are actually far more desperate to win this competition than Manchester City or Chelsea, for that matter. Their captain and their coach from last season's final have now gone further than they're in the competition.
Enjoyable.
Two people who were, let's be clear about this, binned by Paris Saint-Germain.
Well, Thiago Silva, I think that it's kind of been overlooked. What is he, 36 years old?
Yes.
He's playing at Chelsea now, obviously, has been for the whole season. You may have noticed.
And didn't stay because Leonardo said to him, go and get another club.
Yeah, and my, hasn't he?
You've been poo-belled.
but he has been very important in that airtight Chelsea defence. And it's been phenomenal. I mean, people could make what they want, you know, but... It's been a great season for him. But going forward, though, what do you think they'll do in the final, Peter? Will they bring back Olivier Giroud? Will they get old Giroud back then?
He's got his autobiography out.
He does.
That would really upset me if I'd written an autobiography and then I score in the Champions League finals. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Can we pull him back? I've got another chapter to write here.
Just set up a cardboard cutout, a little stand selling
yes,
books.
Imagine!
By the side of the pitch.
Oh, he'd be gutted. I mean, I don't know what the attendance is going to be in Istanbul, but I mean, I imagine it'll be limited.
The Turkish government has...
How many books is he going to sell outside? That's what I'm asking.
Well, he's going to try.
The plan is, it's at the Olympic Stadium. Right. So there should be some space between the pitch and the stands.
Uh-huh.
So he should be able to do some sort of book signing event. Yes. You know, very much like Chelsea and Sheffield United used to drive cars around the pitch in the 80s and 90s.
Okay. Mm. Well, the Turkish government has allocated 4,000 tickets to both Chelsea and Man City supporters, which is interesting.
And I imagine the final attendance will be 30,000 because they're all a corporate. it seems to be happening. It's like, we've given 10,000 to this club, 10,000 to the other club, and there's an attendance of 50,000. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that always happens, but you know,
not under pandemic rules. So that seems particularly callous.
But are they Turkish Manchester City and Chelsea fans? That's the question.
Is the question, Andy, which we can't answer right now. Of course. What about Kai Havertz, Andy? Did you enjoy his performance?
I did enjoy his performance.
Him and Werner working well together. I mean, obviously it's a little bit of cutting edge. Wouldn't have gone amiss, but ultimately they went through, and Mason Mount got the winner.
Yeah, and
the clincher.
Yeah, and I do think it's an overlooked part of Thomas Tuchel's job is getting the best out of... I think Werner, it will kind of take care of himself. It's just a confidence thing because, you know, he's not been a dead weight even when he's not been scoring goals. He's been incredibly useful to them. He takes full part in everything that the team does. He gets through loads of work. His pace and his runs change the game. And the goals will come. With Havertz, I think he's one of the major things that undermines Lampard because they've spent a fortune on this guy who is, we're not allowed to say legacy players anymore, are we? But
you can say legacy fans though.
Yeah. He is a player who, you know, they're aiming to be a big player for them for 10 years. It's not about resale or anything like that. They're aiming to get full value out of him. They've gone out and they've spent a lot of cash on him and there seemed to be no plan to integrate him. It seemed like Lampard looked at him like, oh, he's an option. Mm-hmm. But there was no sense of, I might build the team around this player, or at least find a position that I want to help him grow in.
Mm.
And that is a huge part of Tuchel's brief, to get the best out of him and make him like one of the best players in the Premier League, basically.
Yeah.
And you feel that there's at least a start to that now.
Yeah, you do. Mm. You really, really do. One thing that we can't forget to mention, that El País ran a quite stunning article in the build-up to this game with the headline, Chelsea's first captain weighed 150 kilos. Was it like in 1904?
So did Eden Hazard, if you read Real Press. Yeah, because he's quite a sort of famous kind of, didn't he have a psoriasis of the liver of like 40 or something like that? Okay. Quite young. But he, I read a piece where it was saying about when he played against Accrington Stanley, his keeper's jersey clashed against the colours of Accrington Stanley. So they had to wrap him in a sheet.
Amazing.
And then they said, he kept a clean sheet because he didn't do any dives.
Nice.
Hey?
He's conceded three goals though. Just couldn't get down.
And he also snapped the crossbar in the same match.
Oh dear.
Wonderful.
Marvellous stuff.
Keep eating, guys. Apparently he used to turn up for breakfast before all of the other players and the team.
Yeah.
And the whole, you know, spread had been spread out and he just ate the whole lot. Enjoy it.
Don't make them like they used to.
That happened to me at school once, where we beat a team 4-0. And to get their revenge on us, they all seem very like keen at the end to go, oh, well done, and then head off the pitch. And they went back to the clubhouse, nicked all the orange clubs, and then buggered off back to Essex or wherever they were from.
Left you with the mint clubs.
Yeah.
Poor rubbish.
Poor Andy. it is fairy tale stuff that two clubs that signed up for the European Super League are in the Champions League final.
It's where they want to be.
Exactly, yeah. Although UEFA president Alexander Seferin will still punish those clubs that signed up for the ESL. Reportedly, he holds less resentment towards the English side compared to the other ones, as in his words, it's a clear difference between the English clubs and the other six. They pulled out first. They admitted they made a mistake. For me, there are three groups of this 12. The English six who went out first, then Atletico Madrid, AC Milan and Inter. And after them, the ones who feel the earth is flat and they think the Super League still exists. Calling them flat earthers, my goodness, he's not a happy man. Gentlemen, something rather different to end the first half, and something that I'm sure that everyone, at least in this room, can get behind. Reports came out yesterday afternoon that Newcastle United are going to try and hire Gennaro Gattuso, Pete Donaldson, my giddy arm.
He's been a long-term man crush for me, just general crush for a very long time, and I endorse this move wholeheartedly. I mean, what they've done is went, right, what should we do? Should we replace Vibe Merchant and, you know, tactical pygmy Steve Bruce
with
good company man and vibe merchant Gattuso? It's a different vibe, scarier vibe,
much
I would
scarier,
say.
Much scarier.
But I mean, as Andy will no doubt sort of say, I think looking at him as a two-dimensional character, of which he is very much a two-dimensional character, does him a disservice a little bit. He's a better coach than people sort of.
Yeah, totally. There's more to him, and I think when you look at the situations that he inherited at Milan and Napoli, which were difficult situations, he produced competitive teams. And I think because people look at him as a certain type of guy,
maniac,
as well as a certain type of fork wielder, basically there's the idea that he doesn't know tactics, which is not correct as well.
Won the Coppa Italia with Napoli.
Smart. Yes, exactly. And he got Milan... broke Milan to the brink of the Champions League as well. So
he was linked with the Newcastle job in the summer of 2019, apparently, when he left Milan, but it turned out that they hadn't even spoken to him.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like this, whether there's any kind of truth to these rumours, we just don't know.
Well,
and I was going to err on the side of caution, nah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there was also a bit of chat on one of the newspapers today that Spurs have been speaking to Antonio Conte. It's like, why would Conte do that? I mean, they might,
to annoy Mourinho?
I mean, they might have spoken to him. Hello, is that Antonio? And then he hung up the phone. But there we are. Andy, a bit of European football chat. You can get more European football chat, of course, on the continent today.
Yeah, obviously we will be looking at the losing Champions League semi-finalists and the fallout and where next for Paris Saint-Germain and Real Madrid. We'll also be looking at that future prospect of Conte versus Mourinho all over again in Serie A, because we've got Nicky Bandini on today. And of course, it's Super Saturday and Sunday in La Liga as the title race comes to a thrilling climax.
My goodness. Well, that's out today, this afternoon on Football Ramble Presents. Get involved.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
In football, you've worked with and alongside some of the biggest names in the game, some of the biggest coaches you've come up against as well. Who's been your biggest influence in your coaching career?
I think myself.
Yep. Yeah. Got to hand it to him. It's an oldie but a goodie.
It is.
Friend of the Ramble, Kay Murray there, talking to Jose Mourinho. Right, let's have Luke Cunningham's email jingle.
Go at footballramble.com. Jules, Fish and Jim Campbell, the three A's of the Football Ramble. Luke Moore is kind of sore. Pete Dowson, give me breaks on. Andy Brassel plays the asshole. Kate Mason, hot takes. Marcus Speller, we'll put a spell on you. Go at footballramble.com. Show at footballramble.com.
It's an unnecessary kind of mid post-chorus beatdown from a late Weezer single. Where you sort of go, no, we didn't need that, lads, to be honest.
He mugged you both off.
Yeah.
He might mug me off. I can't quite hear what he says after mine.
Whoop!
Yeah. But we appreciate it. Lukey Cunny there with his with his email jingle. Pete, you've got an email, haven't
We've
you?
Got an email from someone calling themselves Brain Alwick on the subject of egg cracking to mark Easter in the Ukraine. I'm from Lebanon, and every Easter, people would organise these egg cracking competitions in a tournament-style knockout in their respective villages. The idea is you bump the tips of boiled eggs, and the egg that breaks loses, with the other progressing in the competition. It's so serious for some people that they spend the month before Easter travelling around the country to chicken farms so that they can find the egg eggs with the strongest shells to win them the competition. And losers typically accuse their opponent of cheating by hitting the egg on the side, which is weaker than the tip, or using fake eggs. Oh. Wooden, metal, different bird, etc.
Different bird. Metal eggs.
Eggs. I mean, you'd know, wouldn't you?
Bang!
One of those rubbers you used to buy. Things can typically get pretty heated for some people. The tradition has obviously suffered a lot during the pandemic, but it's something that has been going on for generations.
Oh, get a load of that.
Interesting. Yeah. Like conkers. Are you allowed to soak them in vinegar and stuff like that?
Stick them in the oven,
yeah.
Yeah. Varnish, was that a cheating?
Varnish.
Is it varnish for conkers?
I don't know, to be honest. Yeah.
Something like that. Never played it myself.
You've never played conkers?
Well, not...
Get out, Marcus.
Once or twice, but not really.
What that means?
Not for any length of time.
What that means, I didn't know what I was doing. Ladies and gentlemen, is Marcus is quite a competitive person, yeah. And he wasn't any good at it. That's what it means.
No, he blamed the conkers.
I don't remember the defeats.
That's not the case at all, Andy. I was just too cool. I think conkers
Thomas
had,
too cool.
I think conkers has gone out by the time that I burst onto the scene.
What were you into?
Breakdancing.
Beyblades and babes.
Yeah, we used to love all that. There we are. Show at footballramble.com. That's
all right,
the email address. Pete, yeah. What's it time for now?
It's time for this.
I prefer to kill him.
There he is again. Portmantonio Conte. Portmantonio Conte. If you are unaware of the rules, there's two footballers in my mind and Daniel Mead's mind because he came up with the clues for this one. Thank you, Daniel Mead. Are you ready?
Go
on. Figure out who they are. Tell us who they are. They're mashed together in a Portmantonio Conte. I am the only former DC United striker to have my own show on Sky One, and I am a former West Ham defender named after a grooming appliance who has also performed a striptease on the TV show A League of Their Own.
No idea.
DC United striker, short on Sky One, West Ham defender, grooming appliance, League of Their Own striptease. Sounds horrific.
I've got absolutely nothing.
I don't know the rules anymore, honestly.
The first one's Wayne Rooney, isn't it?
It is Wayne Rooney.
Oh, blimey, I was thinking American.
Wayne Rooney'll raise a ruddock.
Fair.
Well done, Daniel Mead.
Well done, Daniel Mead.
Excellent, Daniel.
All right, are you ready for your second slice of the pie?
I hope so.
From Andrew Robson. Thank you for this clue, Andrew Robson. I played for Chelsea, Liverpool and Arsenal, and I was the first player to score the Premier League, FA Cup and Champions League hat-tricks. And in 2008, I won the League Cup in February before moving to Pompey in the summer. Let's go.
Yossi Fenayoun?
Ooh-ah.
I mean, I just want to hear the whole tune.
Yeah. Really. It's a bit like yeah, yeah, kind of like French kind of...
I forgot the... I don't know the rules anymore.
Well, you were right with the first one. It gave it two halves, you two. You got the first one half right and Marcus got the second one half right. Yossi Benayounis Kabul.
Oh, fair enough.
Andrew Robson, thank you for that one. And thank you for playing...
I prefer to kill him.
I love that little Tommy Tooked at the end. Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. Speaking of excellent stuff, everybody, let's have a Mario Balotelli update. Ricky Lambert opened up about his time at Liverpool and particularly Mario Balotelli's irritating antics in training.
All right.
His head would just go. If it wasn't going his way, he would just ruin the session, basically. He'd kick the ball away or score an own goal.
Spells you at conkers. Ricky Lambert remonstrate.
How about that? Yeah, Mika Richards recently said that Balotelli's famous fireworks bathroom incident had precedent. He said that he came to do it at my house and chased me around my house with fireworks, which were lit.
Fireworks are such a naughty kid at school kind of thing to be into, you know. Yeah. Because like,
it's more dangerous than I think kids realise.
Yes, yeah, and I think having access to fireworks, I know how stupid I am, and I like naughty things, but I'm not naughty enough for fireworks.
Yeah, you did chase me around a house in South Africa once with what was sort of a, I don't know, like a cattle
prod. It was a cattle prod.
It was like a truncheon, but it was, yeah. It would electrocute
I mean, Johannesburg is frightening at the best
of
times.
Oh, it was for intruders, quite clearly.
Yeah.
And I didn't classify myself as an intruder. You obviously did.
Eddie did. I remember finding like...
You used to wear winkle pickers back in those days, so I had the run on you. Otherwise, I may well still be in South Africa in some form.
A little bit of S&M, really, isn't it? Me and my winkle pickers, probably in my pants, just chasing you around. That was when I found like a kind of... it was like this weird kind of circular, kind of curler of hair volumizer under the bed.
Oh, right.
And for like 6 months after, I stole it and would kind of volumize my hair. Mm. I have very thin hair, but for six sweet months, one. I had these beautiful, big, thicky, thick thatch sort
you,
of
could
thing.
You not get it
you look like Susan Sarandon in The Witches of Eastwick.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Could you not get
massive
it here?
Volume. You could get it here, but it looked stupid, so I stopped using it.
Oh, all right, okay. Well, there we are.
I mean, I look like Paul Carf now, so it's not got any better, has it?
You do a bit, yeah. You do. We should say Balotelli scored a brace for Monza at the weekend, coming on in the 80th minute. Also picked up a yellow card. My goodness, Andy, he's doing all right.
Considering that a lot of people, and that they are close to cracking the top two now, considering that a lot of the days up to that were people complaining about his weight, I think it's quite an impressive riposte. Mm. But that's Balotelli for you. He can pull whatever he wants out of the bag.
It's nice to hear he's still going.
Isn't it?
Nice. Or what everyone's telling about. It'll be Catherine Wheels. There'll be Catherine Wheels in the bag.
That's right, that's right. Absolutely.
But we've seen a lot of fans celebrate stuff during the pandemic, letting out off fireworks outside the stadium. Mm. I mean, that could be the next step. If Monza get promoted, maybe Balotelli lets off fireworks inside the stadium.
Yeah, that's true. I'd like that. I would hope that they would set up a kind of, what would it be? You know, like Man City have different clubs around the world in that group. In the City group.
Yes.
If Monza had one in Australia, surely it would be Bonza. And that's where we go now, ladies and gentlemen, to Australia.
Good God.
Perth Glory's billionaire owner, Tony Sage, great name, was denied entry into last night's closed match at HBF Park. It would have been the first home game he'd missed in 14 years. This is a billionaire who cares, Andy. He loves his football, quite clearly. So, instead, he attended the game as a ball boy.
I like it.
Isn't that lovely?
Is it because, like, they wouldn't allow non-relevant staff, like, non-essential staff in the stadium? Right, so he had to have a use.
Yes.
Right.
They, I mean...
Surely...
Could you see Abramovich doing that?
No, because he rarely watches... It's not asked.
No, he's into his football.
I can see the Glazers doing it. Men of the people.
Is that right?
Like to communicate with the public.
The Glazers. well, let's get to the Glazers after we regrettably have to do a bit of... I suppose sort of admin due diligence or whatever with silly old Jens Lehmann, who's been sacked from Hertha's board after he sent a message to pundit Dennis Ogo calling him a quota black guy on Sky in Germany.
Mm. It's one of the things where it's like we've had so much fun with Jens Lehmann over the past because I always enjoyed his antics.
Mad
and,
Jens,
and he's quite a unique gentleman, but I just let himself and massively down.
The thing is, it's the way he responded to this because Ogo put it on Instagram, what had happened.
That's right, because he accidentally sent that message to...
Accidentally sent it to Ogo rather than, I think, a Sky Germany executive who he intended to send it to. I mean, the way Lehmann tried to squirm out of it and said, well, I was actually complimenting his punditry and I meant it in a kind of ironic way and I'm sorry if it was misunderstood or people took it the wrong... That's the whole point. Mm. It wasn't misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Just... Now, why do people who do stuff like this never say, actually, I fucked up? You know, why? It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. And Hertha have done completely the right thing to sack him. They had to sack their goalkeeping coach 2 or 3 weeks back, who gave an interview to a Hungarian newspaper saying how complaining about immigration and homosexuality and Hertha reacted very quickly on that, so we have to congratulate them for dealing with both of these things and not doing a layman and not trying to squirm out of
how many football clubs haven't done that? How many clubs have actually just went, oh, we'll just see until wait until there's some kind of
see if it blows over
judgment, see if it blows over, but also see if there's any sort of legal judgment before they even move. A lot of European clubs have done that, certainly.
Indeed. Gentlemen, tonight we've got the Europa League. It's back once again. Manchester United are involved, of course. They've got quite a a heavy fixture list. They've got four matches in 7 days after their clash with Liverpool was rescheduled, of course, for next Thursday. There's apparently Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's a bit unhappy with Gary Neville's comments and feels he's whipping up the fans. And poor Ollie says it puts him in a difficult position because he says, I've always had a good relationship with the Glazers. And he did say that they gave him a personal apology with regards to the ESL business.
Solskjaer,
does that clear it all up, Andy?
Solskjaer complaining about the ride he's getting from former Manchester United players in the league. That is interesting. It's an interesting take.
Well, at least Ollie's had a little bit of support from an unlikely or perhaps a likely source in the form of Richard Keys, who's waded in on Gary Neville's comments about the protests at the weekend. Our job is simple and privileged. Our job is to call football matches. It's not our job to instigate riots.
Impeach Richard Keys. The capital.
Twitter, do the right thing. I don't think he was instigating a riot. But there we are. That's what's the point in commenting on that? But there are reports that the Glazers are lining up a bid for Harry Kane in order to dampen fan anger. Would that dampen the anger?
Probably.
I mean, they've spent,
probably would.
I mean, they have spent a fair few quid over the years, and people seem to not like them, understandably.
Fans aren't going to fall for this. It's the most transparent thing I've ever seen. Especially as 90 million, the mooted figure is definitely not going to get you Harry Kane.
Yeah.
I think that is quite a sort of fly in the ointment of this plan.
It is. We could see, though, an all English Super League side sweep the board in European finals, though, if Arsenal and Manchester United go through.
Talking of flies in the ointment, Arsenal are very much the fly in this ointment.
Do you think so?
In the ointment of this theory.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe they will get through, but they're not going to do it the easy way if they do.
No.
And I mean, they're super lucky to still be in this tie. I think that's pretty clear. But now they've got to take that opportunity, not make the amount of basic mistakes that they made in the first hour of that, when, let's be fair, Villarreal could have been over the hills and far away.
They got away with it
by that point. I have nothing against Arsenal. I personally feel that a stronger Arsenal would be a really good thing for the Premier League. However, having covered a lot of Arsenal in Europe over the last couple of years, having seen at first hand the way that Unai Emery was treated by certain people, and the way he was mocked when he's fundamentally a decent man, whether you think he's a good enough coach for Arsenal or whatever, you know, I think that's kind of irrelevant. But there's a way to treat people, and he's shown dignity in like really quite difficult circumstances, I would say, when people have questioned his competence, made fun of the way he's spoken, all that sort of stuff. If he went back to Arsenal and denied them a place in the final, I would feel fine about that.
Oh, it would be a very sweet victory for Emery, wouldn't it?
I would feel good for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think we all would, Andy. Apart from Jim, because he's an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
There we are. On tomorrow's show, everybody, Kate, Luke, and you, Peter.
Back again, baby.
And you're going to be playing Luke's game.
Oh, fuck.
Well, we all look forward to that. Well, thank you very much for listening to today's Football Ramble. Do enjoy the Europa League this evening, of course. And remember, Eden, we're still out there for you. We're waiting for you. When you come back to Madrid, we're going to get you. Thank you very much, Andy Brassel.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pete Donaldson.
Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody. See you soon.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.